I'm a busy kid. I'm always in some sort of sport or extracurricular activity. And on top of that, I try to balance good grades with my friends. I do this year-round, including the summer. So when April Wallstrom, my cross-country running, skiing, track, and Knowledge Bowl coach and teacher asked me if I could participate in Envirothon, I didn't know what to say. I was burnt out. Did I really need another thing to complicate my life? I joined, unsure. For the next couple of months, my Envirothon team worked on our presentation and studied. We didn't really know if we were preparing ourselves correctly, or if our project covered the right things, but we carried on. On the drive down to Cloquet, Minnesota for the competition, none of us knew what to expect. It was all our first year. Nobody had experience with a competition like this, so it was anyone's guess what would happen. Despite all of this, we went through the competition and ended up in second place out of 45 teams, making us one of the three teams that are going to the state competition. And to think, I almost didn't join. Envirothon was a first, but what made me do it? There's a first time for everything, right? How do we make the decision to take something on that's unfamiliar? There are probably a lot of different reasons, but many times for me, it's about discovery. I want to learn new things and have different experiences as I go through life. In order to do that, there has to be a lot of firsts involved. You can't expose yourself to other ways of thinking and living without taking chances and opening up. Doing something that you've never done before can be scary and threatening. There's always the fear that it will just be a waste of time or it won't work out. But sometimes, those firsts lead to amazing things. It could lead to a new friend or an entirely new mindset. Sure, it's scary, but it could be worth it. For North Shore Community Radio, this is Audrey Summers with the Youth Radio Project.